Shouts echoed behind me. The battered Exo turned its helmet to look, then returned its gaze to me. Then, to my complete surprise, the hand holding the Ibis released her, gently pushing her toward me. It spoke again. "I said, get up. Get in your vessel and follow me. Do exactly as I do and do not stop for anything. Understand?" The warbow jerked to the skysail. The Ibis looked left and right, ready to flee in any other direction.
"Yared, what are they saying?"
I stared at her, confused, then quickly looked back at the Exo. The pilot hadn't been speaking Amharic. What dialect was that? Neo-Somalian? No, wait, it couldn't be.
"They want us to get in the skysail, I think.
My Afar, yes, that was Afar. It's a bit rusty, but I'm pretty sure they want us to follow."
"You understood that?"
I nodded shakily. Before I could explain about Uncle Mati's lessons, more shouts came from the other side of the hill. The stand of High Tef behind us rattled, and I tensed.
Then Beza slid out, claws digging furrows into the hill.
She came to a stop beside me, collapsing at my feet. A huge, gaping slash ran across her flank. Oil and hydraulic gel gushed out every time she limped forward on her paws.
"Beza!"
I dropped to my knees. There was another scratch running across her jaw, and more than a few dents covered her back. Some of the spines had fallen out or gotten bent. She was injured. My hands trembled as I struggled with what to do next. Finally, I just hugged her, spikes or not.
"Time is running out, little warriors."
The Exo's thrusters engaged, sending puffs of black smoke everywhere. Beza cocked her head in my arms, and then, shocking me even further, she struggled to her feet and stumbled up to the Exo. She nuzzled it and then looked back at me as if to say, "What are you waiting for?"
"Fine," I said, wiping my tears.
The Ibis and I somehow managed to lift the heavy lioness into the skysail. The mysterious exopilot followed, and once we'd hopped inside, the Ibis engaged thrusters and took off. Seconds later, we were airborne. The Exo shot straight upward and we trailed behind it. We rose higher and higher, and none too soon. The imposter soldiers swarmed over the hill, then stopped as they saw us soaring into the sky.
Through the window, I saw Goldeneye's point and two Exo-wearing soldiers leapt into the air, their shuttles aimed toward us.
"Remember!"
The Ibis and I jumped as the word boomed inside the skysail. It was the stranger we were following. But how?
"Stay close! Don't fall behind!"
And with that, the battered Exo lifted the warbow and fired. A silver bolt streaked across the sky. Just as the arrow reached the two enemy pursuers, it exploded in what looked like a glittering cloud of dust and confetti.
"Really?"
I muttered.
"Are we escaping or trying to start a party?"
The sound of a snort echoed through the skysail. The Ibis and I exchanged glances. The Exo pilot could hear us.
"No," the stranger said. "It's a chaff arrow. Confuses their targeting systems."
"Look!"
the Ibis shouted, pointing below us. The imposter authority Exos were going haywire, jerking left, plummeting a couple of meters, then twirling and heading full speed in the opposite direction.
"Now," the voice said. "Follow me, quickly."
The stranger took off. The Ibis hesitated, then engaged the controls and sent the skysail after them. For a beat-up, run-down piece of armor, this Exo could really move. We headed south. Sort of. The Exo dipped and dove, cruising low along the old Awash River, which ran through gullies and ravines to the eastern Waredas. Once it even slipped inside the portion of the new Awash River that floated 10 meters up in the air, carrying water to Addis Prime and the Gabea in semi-invisible chutes.